Have you ever wished sharing Jesus could be easier? What if one simple tool could transform the way you share your faith? Now it's possible with Yes He Is. This powerful app is designed to equip you with everything you need to confidently share the gospel, from video courses to practical training to exclusive content.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Zambia's independence must promote effective democratic governance, ADEG. CRAS urges motorists to prioritize road safety during independence holiday. And Ghana police bust cybercrime ring, 57 Nigerians rescued. Good afternoon. To present the 13 hours main news, I am Chimba Shiloba. Advocates for Democratic Governance, ADEG Executive Director Gideon Musonda, has called on the government to reflect on the core values of good governance and democracy as the nation marks 61 years of independence. He says that government should demonstrate true leadership by addressing national differences and reconciling with all stakeholders, including the former First Family, to bring closure to the ongoing barrier impasse of the former head of state. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Musonda emphasized that while positive pronouncements are being made, they must be followed by practical actions that honor the legacy of Zambia's forefathers who championed unity, peace, and democratic governance. As we celebrate 61 years of independence, there is need to change the narrative and focus on genuine reconciliation. The unresolved issues surrounding the burial of the former head of state must be handled with dignity and national unity in mind, said Mr. Musonda. He further called on Zambians to pray for the nation, particularly President Hakainde Hichilema, during this independence period, urging for wisdom and humility in resolving the challenging matters of democratic governance.
Our concern as an organization is that there are certain things that we've hanged, you know, onto that do not even work well for ourselves. For example, we're still using the Public Order Act, that was left by the colonial master, and that did not mean well, you know, for our freedom fighters, because the act was abused to an extent of restriction, making restrictions to their actions, but also restrictions on their freedom of association and of expression.
Disability Rights Watch project coordinator Bruce Choma has called for the translation of national commitments on disability inclusion into practical action and implementation. Mr. Choma's call comes as the country celebrates its 61st independence anniversary today, October 24. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Choma said the country's independence should be a moment to celebrate Zambia's diversity in all its forms, including the inclusion of persons with different impairments. He emphasized that no Zambian should feel discriminated against because of disability. This is a moment to celebrate Zambia in all its diversity, including people with different impairments, so that they do not feel excluded or discriminated against, said Mr. Choma. He reminded national leaders of the importance of involving persons with disabilities in governance programs and decision-making processes, noting that they are an integral part of the nation's development. Persons with disabilities must be included in all aspects of life. They should have both a choice and a voice in deciding their own lives, from career paths to other personal aspirations, said Mr. Choma. He further urged governments to unlock economic opportunities for persons with disabilities by creating an enabling environment for business ventures and entrepreneurship.
And now that Zambia has ratified international instruments, we have got the Disability Act that talks about human rights. Our expectation is that now, in all aspects of life, disability must be included. It means that people with disabilities should have a choice and a voice. They should decide where to live, what careers to pursue, who to marry, establish families, you know, and how to be included financially, and also how to benefit from economic empowerment programs. So we are expecting a translation now of commitments into action and practice. That is why for us issues...
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has called on motorists to exercise caution and prioritize road safety during the Independence Day holiday to prevent accidents that may arise from excitement and careless driving. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti emphasized the importance of adhering to traffic rules and regulations, noting that compliance is essential to ensuring safer roads for all users. Public motorists must take it upon themselves to be responsible and cautious by giving way to other road users and prioritizing road safety at all times, said Mr. Kamuti. He further advised drivers, especially bus operators transporting passengers from various parts of the country, to take road traffic measures of life safety to avoid overzealous behavior or reckless driving on the roads. Mr. Kamuti also urged motorists to pay close attention to road signage and temporary roadblocks set up by authorities during the holiday period, adding that such measures are intended to enhance safety. He, however, urged the public to take road safety as everyone's responsibility by remaining alert and observant to avoid unnecessary accidents and ensure a safe and enjoyable independence celebration period.
The passengers, I think it's very important, before you put any vessel, pray, give it to God, give it a prayer. That the 24th October being a special day of which everyone of us want to celebrate in peace and in harmony. So we want to pray for this day. We need to appreciate God the way he has brought us this far and see that in other countries there are wars, there are a number of tribulations and a chaos. So the peace we've enjoyed, we need to maintain it. So the 24th October is a special day. To passengers, pray over this day and make sure that whoever is driving you is not drunk.
The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialobalo, has expressed disappointment over reports of alleged misuse of council machinery in Lofanyama District. This came to light when Mr. Sialobalo, in the company of Culpeper Provincial Minister Elisha Matambo, undertook a fact-finding mission to the district. The minister's visit followed reports that some councillors in Lofanyama District walked out of a full council meeting in protest, alleging that the local authority's management had redirected machinery meant for the 36.1-kilometer Fungwele Road project to grade approximately 2.7 kilometers of private road. Mr. Sialobalo said that the ministry will not tolerate any form of abuse of government resources meant to accelerate local development. The minister has since assured the residents of Lufanyama and the nation that the ministry will institute thorough investigations into the matter and take appropriate disciplinary action against any officers found wanting. Mr. Sialobalo also urged councillors, council management and other stakeholders to work in harmony and uphold the principles of good governance to foster trust and deliver on the aspirations of the people. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening local governance systems and ensuring that the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and other decentralization initiatives translate into tangible development outcomes for citizens. In African news, Police in Ghana rescued